North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
It's bow time. You've probably heard folks say, don't call it a comeback. But at Bojangles, we don't like to beat around the bush. So when the sizzling, savory pork chop griller's back in all its tender, marinated, chili lime glory, and you can snap up two of them for $6, go ahead, call it a comeback. Get two legendary pork chop grillers for just $6, only at Bojangles. It's bow time.
With a house surrounded by pine trees planted in 1961, April and I knew it was time to do something about it. So we called James Paul. With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark Wyatt Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. My daddy is your host, Mark Wyatt. Do something good today.
A goodbye, Joe. Gotta go, me oh my oh. You gotta go, old hero down the bayou. Is she gone, sweetest one, me oh my oh. Son of a gun, we're gonna have big fun on the bayou.
Well, jambalaya, crawfish pie, and filet gumbo. For tonight I'm
welcome to another edition of The Mark Wyatt Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today. I'm very excited to have this very special guest back on the show with me, William Lee Golden. Now, most of you remember him and know him from the Oak Ridge Boys. And then today, we're actually going to talk about another family effort with the Golden family and a new album that is going to be released. It's called the Country Roads, Vintage Country Classics, Old Country Church Gospel, and Southern Accents, Pop and Country Rock. Welcome back to The Mark Wyatt Show, William Lee Golden.
Mark Wyatt, it's great to be with you again to talk about the music that came out of a pandemic. You know, actually this music, it was a vision I had for the past 3 years, is to go back in the studio with my sons and to record some old songs that kept going over in my mind. I couldn't get out of my mind. And during the pandemic, we all got shut down. And it was, and then after about 3 or 4 weeks of sitting, trying to figure out what's going on, and you're watching TV, all I was seeing was negative hate and violence coming out of TV from every side, from everybody hating everybody. And it was just, I felt violated almost. And it's my fault. So I turned the TVs off. I said, I can't watch this. Got out of the house, sitting under shade trees in a pandemic. And these old songs kept flooding my mind that had been going on for a while. And it's just like, then there was more of them coming to me. And I called my sons. I said, boys, call Rusty first. Come over here and let's sing some songs. We got around the grand piano and started singing these old songs that was going over in my mind. I got Chris to come over. And as a family, we just started singing and feeling uplifted by these old songs. And they just lifted us out of the pandemic mood that it seemed like had come over all of us. But we kept singing them. And I said, hey, let's get the studio and get some of our friends to come in here and help us do this. And so as a family, you know, my sons are extremely talented musically and singing. You know, they're great musicians, great singers, great songwriters. But we went back to the old songs that had touched me and my life and them and their lives as kids growing up. We wound up with our family. Last year, I started and finished 5 major projects. In 2020, I started, my sons had lost their mother to pancreatic cancer. It was a terrible loss for my older sons and my first wife. And anyhow, we found a healing process through these music. It was a mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual healing that happened when we started recording and making this music, of bringing us out of a pandemic and bringing us out of loss of family members. And so, but we kept playing and singing these songs and kept recording. And we videoed each thing that we did. We had cameras set up in the room while we're recording, catching the conversations that's going on as it's being made. And I had a video camera in the control room, hearing what the producers are saying. We captured everything that happened there. Since the recordings, we've been putting some music videos together. I wound up doing 5 major projects, an autobiography that Scott England helped me write about my life story, talking to not only me, but I let him talk to whoever else in my life. He talked to my first wife, got her side of my unfaithfulness and things in the book. And but it was a lot of stuff happened. And anyhow, that's all in a book. But we started making music, and it started having a healing effect on us. I cut 32 songs with my sons. Then the Oak Ridge Boys called and said, guys, we got to get back in the studio. So I did an album with the Oak Ridge Boys, Front Porch Singing. So I've cut 44 songs within last year while the pandemic was going on. And it's the 32 songs that I did with my sons that's been, for our family, has been the most healing thing for us, mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually healing. And we did a gold gospel album with 12 old gospel songs from my childhood on. And then we did a classic, old classic country songs. And we did an album of that. I sang songs like Johnny Cash's I Still Miss Someone. We did Four Walls. It's out now. It's an old Jim Reeves song. And I did Welcome to My World, another Jim Reeves song. Did songs like Hank Locklin's send me the pillow that you dream on, so darling, I can dream on it too. But it's just a lot of these old songs that had touched me in my life since I was a child. And I got my sons to go back to songs that touched them in life. And on the third album, we were singing songs of, you know, with Chris and Rusty, my older sons. They're great musicians and singers. But we cut all these old songs. And then I let my grandkids come in and sing with us on a few songs. Elijah, my grandson, who's at Brown University in college this year, he came and sang the old R&B song, Stand By Me, that we all harmonized with him on. And then my son, Rusty, he sang the old John Denver songs, Country Roads, Take Me Home, To the Place That I Belong. And then Chris on that album sang You Are My Sunshine, the old Jimmy Davis song. But that was on the classic country album. Then they sang on the more pop and country rock album we did. I sang The Long and Winding Road, Paul McCartney song. Chris sang Tom Petty's Southern Accent. Rusty did Bob Seger's Hollywood Nights. Elijah did Stand By Me. And my son Craig did an old Greg Allman song on that third album we did with my boys. It was called Multicolored Lady. And Craig is the one that you never see out, but he joined us and sang on this. He's always been a great singer, but he was too shy to do it. And anyhow, it's a family project that I got my kids together, and Aaron Lee McCoon helped sing with us and to harmonize with us. But we built it on harmonies and singing, and with the simple music that my sons play. Rusty plays piano and organ. He sings great. Chris plays drums. He plays mandolin. Played harmonica on Me and Bobby McGee. Played, and he sings harmony with me on all this music. So it's that family blend that we have found that I was hearing in my mind and having a vision of recording together with them. And to hear that blend that we've created, it's just, it makes the hair stand up on my arm. It just gives me, makes the chills run up my back. So it's that kind of music that moves me and touches me in a deep way. But yeah, it's been a productive year. It was a year of negative hate and stuff spewing out of television, but we turned the TV off and we got together and started singing songs. And what we did was we took a negative time in our country and we created a positive outcome for our family with making music that helped us heal our spirits.
Right now, we're talking to William Lee Golden, and we're talking about old country church gospel, country roads, vintage country classics, southern accents, pop and country rock, all to be released early 2022. As he's mentioned, there's a couple of songs that have been released already. If it's okay with you, William Lee, let's take a quick break, and when we come back, let's talk about how to connect with you and Golden Family Music, okay?
Okay, great, right. Mark.
Folks, I hope you'll stick with us as I continue this conversation with William Lee Golden. Very special to me to be able to talk to William Lee. I've always loved his music, and now to hear him share about his family coming together in this special way during the pandemic means so much more. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
It's bow time. You've probably heard folks say, don't call it a comeback. But at Bojangles, we don't like to beat around the bush. So when the sizzling, savory pork chop griller's back in all its tender, marinated chili lime glory, and you can snap up two of them for $6, go ahead, call it a comeback. Get two legendary pork chop grillers for just $6, only at Bojangles. It's bow time.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
Four walls to hear me. Four walls to see.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I have a very special guest on the line with me right now. The second time that William Lee Golden has been on the Mark White Show. Always a pleasure to have him. And if you were listening in the last segment, I want you to think about what he was talking about. During this pandemic, we've had a lot of opportunities to find things to do. And he tuned out the noise and he decided that he had some projects that he was going to work on that were important to him. What have you done during the pandemic? Did you find something that was of great value to you that you've worked on? Did you have a vision for something? Well, maybe you didn't get it done. Maybe today's the day you can get started. And I know William Lee Golden has really enjoyed working with his family on this project, and I'm glad to have you on the show right now, William Lee.
Mark, it's so good to be back with you again.
Well, we're always glad to have you here on the Mark White Show, and I'm always glad to be able to share the projects that you have, whether it's your book and you sharing your experiences in life, the difficulties you've gone through. When I think about the fact that you are now 82 years old, correct, William Lee?
That's true. I'm 82, and January I'll be 83.
And you're able to share your experiences in this life and maybe help somebody else who may be on a similar path and say, you know what, you're going to have some things happen to you. You're going to have some challenges and some difficulties, but you can pick yourself up and you can find a way to make a difference and you can do what you're passionate about. And I think that that's a great message from your life, William Lee.
Well, it's something that we got to keep, you know, every day is a brand new day. We got to keep ourselves motivated and activated. If we don't stay active physically, we sit around and we become negative mentally. And I found that activating myself, you know, it's like I plan to get out and walk after the interview here, walk about 3 or 4 miles, but then I'll come back here and I'll sit down and do some sit-ups. I do every day. I try to do sit-ups to help keeps my breath, keeps me being able to breathe deep and keeps my diaphragm in shape. But I sit and do 25 sit-ups and catch my breath and then do another round of 25. And I do that for 6 times. I do 150 sit-ups usually every day. And, but it keeps me, gets my wind pumped up, you know, and it just keeps me active. It makes me feel better, helps me to sing better. Helps when I sing that it flows out rather than me trying to be out of shape and creating all the push and wearing my voice out because I'm out of shape, you know.
I understand.
So it's a thing to mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritual healing. And we got to activate ourselves physically.
Well, William, you certainly have activated yourself physically over the past year with the 5 projects you've described. And now here we are with this project with your family, Old Country Church Gospel, Country Roads, Vintage Country Classics, Southern Accents, Pop and Country Rock, to be released early 2022, and we have some songs already released. How do you want people to connect with you, William Lee Golden? How do you want them to find all these projects you're involved in?
Well, there's a couple of ways. If you're interested in the book, it's all one word, WilliamLeeGoldenBook.com, or then I have a website, WilliamLeeGolden.com. Or you can reach us all, my family, on social media, William Lee Golden and the Goldens. We have Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook sites with that. And they can go to my websites or my social media sites. So we're on all of the platforms as far as Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. So we just try to have platforms to share what we're doing, what our days are about, and the music that we're making. And I'd like for you to be able to get these singles that we've just released. You know, we released them a week apart, one from the gospel CD, one from the classic country, and one from more the country rock CD. We've got the Jambalaya, the old Hank Williams song. We got the video, and the single is being pushed out right now. And then the Four Walls is the classic country single that's out. Well, we released it 3 weeks ago, I think. But the first one we put out was a gospel from the gospel album called Come and Dine. And I understand it jumped to 26 in positive country charts this week.
Awesome.
From 31, I believe, up to, in 4 weeks, it's jumped up from the 90s up to 26.
I know that it's important that, again, we talk about those who are involved with this project. I know it means a lot to be able to do this with your sons and your grandkids. And I just appreciate you getting to work out there and being able to tune out the noise, because I think if we can do that, we're able to accomplish a lot more and not have the distractions. And we can kind of create our own narrative, if you will, and do some things that actually are meaningful and helpful to people in their life.
Well, it's just important to quit putting things off if you have the opportunity. You know, I mean, it's taking advantage of the opportunities. And I felt like during the pandemic, it was a forced thing that we're all forced to go home and be sheltered at home and not go anywhere that wasn't necessary to be. And So it's been a trying time for our nation, for everyone in the country. And it's a time that puts us all to where we reflect on life, on situations. And like you say, if you have a vision, you should follow your vision. That's what I recommend, because all of this was a vision of mine, and it gave me an opportunity. I saw an opportunity in a pandemic that I was not able to get everyone together because we were scattered in different directions, and I couldn't get all of my sons together because they had solo careers going on. But I got them together during the pandemic, and it was, I just felt driven to get all of this music made and to get it recorded. I couldn't rest until I was driven to do this. It was, I'd almost get like I couldn't do it enough of it fast enough. And it was day after day. It was, I'd wake up early and that's all that was on my mind. I was tripped into it. But again, you've got to keep your focus, and that's what it takes. You cannot be distracted by everything that everybody else is doing. You've got to figure out what it is, what your vision is, and you get on, you go toward your vision and follow your vision, because when you go through that door, it opens up other doors. You will know when you're following the right vision. So it's a simple thing. When it's all working right, you know it's all right. It's your family together, and you feel the positive things that are happening. And it's, you're making music that's exhilarating to us. It's, you feel the healing going on in your life, in your mind, and in your heart. So that's what music can do. It can help heal us through these tragic times that we've all been forced to live in.
Folks, we appreciate William Lee Golden joining us here on The Mark White Show today. Thank you, William Lee, for joining me.
The Mark White Show is one of my favorites. Mark, I want to thank you again for letting me be a part of your great show, and let me share what's on my heart and on my mind, and some of the thoughts and the music that we've created as a family that we found healing in. And thank you for letting me share it with you and for your listeners here.
William Lee Golden, folks, the Golden Family Music. Check them out. Check out the songs. There's something for everybody. And I encourage you to go check out William Lee Golden and the various activities he's been involved in over the past year. We appreciate William Lee Golden joining us here on The Mark White Show today. When we come back, we're going to have a brand new episode of Cora's Corner, my 7-year-old daughter, with her project going on. You stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Walls too near me, they're closing in on me, they're closing in on me.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
With a house surrounded by pine trees planted in 1961, April and I knew it was time to do something about it. So we called James Paul. With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air,
where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
This is William Lee Golden with the Oak Ridge Boys. I want you to stay tuned for Chorus Corner coming up next, right here on The Mark White Show.
Thank God for kids.
Welcome to another episode of Cora's Corner. Today, Cora is going to be reading The Little Red Hen from Golden Book.
The Little Red Hen. One summer day, the little red hen found a grain of wheat. "A grain of wheat," said the little red hen to herself. "I will plant it." She asked a duck, "Will you help me plant this grain of wheat?" "Not I," said the duck. She asked the goose, "Will you help me plant this grain of wheat?" "Not I," said the goose. She asked the cat, "Will you help me plant this grain of wheat?" "Not I," said the cat. She asked the pig, "Will you help me plant this grain of wheat?" "Not I," said the pig. "Then I will plant it myself," said the little red hen, and she did. Soon the wheat grew tall, and the little red hen knew it was time to reap it. "Who will help me reap the wheat?" she asked. "Not I," said the duck. "Not I," said the goose. "Not I," said the cat. "Not I," said the pig. "Then I will reap it myself," said the little red hen, and she did. She reaped the wheat, and it was ready to be taken to the mill and made into flour. "Who will help me carry the wheat to the mill?" she asked. "Not I," said the duck. "Not I," said the goose. "Not I," said the cat. "Not I," said the pig. "Then I will carry it myself," said the little red hen, and she did. She carried the wheat to the mill, and the miller made it into flour. When she got home, she asked, "Who will help me make the flour into dough?" "Not I," said the duck. "Not I," said the goose. "Not I," said the cat. "Not I," said the pig. "Then I will make the dough myself," said the little red hen, and she did. Soon the bread was ready to go into the oven. "Who will help me bake the bread?" said the little red hen. "Not I," said the duck. "Not I," said the goose. "Not I," said the cat. "Not I," said the pig. "Then I will bake it myself," said the little red hen, and she did. After the loaf had been taken from the oven, it was set on the windowsill to cool. "And now," said the little red hen, "who will help me eat the bread?" "I will," said the duck. "I will," said the goose. "I will," said the cat. "I will," said the pig. "No, I will eat it myself," said the little red hen, and she did. The end.
You have been listening to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show. If this show is an encouragement to you, please share with your friends, your family, and your neighbors, and let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities. Of course, you can follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn, and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast via Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audioboom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, YouTube, and TuneIn Radio. Again, we appreciate you tuning in to The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Well, let's all do something good.